Welcome, everyone, to this edition of the Freedom Leaf Preview. I'm Russ Belville, and joining us, as usual, is our editor-in-chief of Freedom Leaf Magazine, Steve Bloom. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Russ. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm excited to talk to you today because there's so many great things happening with Freedom Leaf. If folks are just learning about Freedom Leaf for the first time, give them a basic idea of what Freedom Leaf is all about.
Well, we're a magazine to begin with. We're also a company that's about the good news in marijuana. We're the marijuana legalization company, and we're branching out to CBD products, Hempology, and Leafceuticals. We just signed a deal with IRE CBD in California. Our company now is out over in Spain at Spanibus, you know, dealing with some of our partners in Spain. So a lot's happening with Freedom Leaf. But Freedom Leaf started as a magazine, and we're expanding into other areas of interest. My job is to be the editor. My job is to put out a magazine. We're doing now quarterly magazines as well as our freedomleaf.com website. So, you know, things are moving along. We're doing very well. There's a lot to cover.
I first became acquainted with Freedom Leaf through Normal, as many of the Normal chapters out there will have stacks of Freedom Leaf at their tables at various events. Also working with SSDP, as I understand it.
Oh, yeah. We started, you know, with Normal and SSTP as our sort of main affiliates, where we would work closely with the national organization as well as the local chapters, provide them with magazines so they can put them out at their meet and greets and the meetups and stuff that they have around campuses and wherever else. And we expanded to include Women Grow. And so that's our three main organizations that we're affiliated. We also are affiliated with Oaksterdam University. So those four groups have an article in every issue of the magazine, something focused around what they're doing or something that's focused around the issue, and I ask them to write an article about a given subject. Maybe it's a women's issue, and I ask Betty Aldworth to write an article about women and cannabis, you know, from SSDP. But either way, they have their voice in the magazine every month, so that's there, you know, as a given. And then beyond that, the magazine's available at stores, legal stores all around the country. It's available in New York at different events that I bring the magazine to. New York has a lot of different meetup events. So the magazine's also available online at the digital version at freedomleaf.com. The magazine is also available as blog posts. We take most of the articles from the magazine and put them up in on the site, such as, you know, your review of the Leafly Guide that's up on the website now and is also in the latest issue of the magazine, which, by the way, I'm excited about that particular section that you're in. It's the Freedom Leaf Book Club.
Yeah.
Or winter reading. We put together 9 different reviews of important books that have come out in the last 6 months or so. So that's kind of something we're going to be doing regularly, the Freedom Leaf Book Club.
Yeah, the book review I did for, it was the Leafly Guide, a guide for consumers. I thought it was a very well-written book and very useful for folks, especially if you're coming from maybe one of the interior states or southern states, you're moving to a legal state in the Northeast, Colorado, or out west. You know, there's a lot to learn, and things have changed very rapidly. So my kudos to the folks at Leafly on that book. The other reviews, I'm looking forward to getting through the magazine to see how some of my colleagues have reviewed some of these books as well. So thank you for taking on that that book club. It's the quarterly issue. So this is the winter quarter, I presume?
Yeah, we're running just a little late. We'll catch up and we'll be right on schedule and get magazines out sort of a little bit more on time. But we, you know, decided, you know, a little bit last minute to shift. And so right now this issue is print copies will be available any day, and the digital issue has been available for a week. And as I said, all the blog versions of the stories, are most of them are up on the site. We're just focusing on quarterly issues now. Instead of, we were doing about 8 a year, so we're cutting down to 4, so we're cutting that in half. It's mostly for print reasons, expensive, you know, just like, you know, everybody, we just heard that, you know, a new Musical Express is going to end in England, one of the great music journals, and that print publication is going to be no more. And the Village Voice, you know, ended last year in New York as far as a print publication. So, you know, I think the marijuana industry is kind of going against the grain, you know, with all these print publications. I think there's going to be a shakeout, to be honest. I don't think most of them will survive. There's just too many, and there's not enough money to support them.
Yeah, I think, you know, in this day and age, people are getting the information on their phones and on their tablets. I do like the idea of being a quarterly for the from the point of view of being someone who's been an activist and having something to hand someone at an event, you know, that's better than a website, better than a sticker. Here's something with some information, some real true knowledge about what's going on in the movement, what's going on about the plant. So I still think there'll be a need for that. I think Freedom Leaf's going to fill that niche quite effectively. Is there anything else in the print issue we want to talk about before we get onto the website?
Well, there's just lots of great articles. I mean, you know, if we're going to be quarterly now, we're being a little less news-oriented. So yeah. If you want your news, you go to the website. And if you want more of a longer view of things, then you maybe go to the magazine. So, you know, for this issue, you know, the cover is about California. We have like a fruit case that we sort of designed, you know, kind of augmenting instead of an apple or pears, it's marijuana. So it looks like a classic, you know, fruit case that you would see in California. And so we kind of mocked that up for our cover. And the idea really behind this issue was that's the big news. I mean, the bad news is what's happening in Washington and the White House and Sessions and all that. But the big news is, you know, California going legal. And obviously a lot of other, you know, things like that happening in the country. But that was the big news that kind of galvanized the whole movement at the beginning of the year and probably set off, you know, Sessions, you know, making his moves, you know, to end the coal memo and things like that, because, you know, California's moving ahead, they have to push back against it. So that's the big news. But the other big news, you know, in the issue focuses on what's happening down the road, Canada. So we have an article on what's happening in Canada in terms of the provinces making their own decisions on regulations. And we have an article on New Jersey. There's a lot of excitement here in the East Coast now that there's a Democratic governor, Phil Murphy, in Trenton, and he has said he would sign a legalization bill. So there's a lot of excitement that that might come to pass this year. May take till next year, to be honest, because they want to revamp the medical marijuana program that's been lagging in Jersey and then, you know, go towards legalization, adult use. So that may take till next year, but still there's a lot of excitement. So we did an article about that. So we're sort of zeroing in on the flashpoints. You know, where are things happening, you know, of importance? Say next issue, we'll zero in on Massachusetts as Massachusetts is gearing up. And we're, you know, looking towards more coverage of Canada and as Canada is gearing up. So that's the kind of focus of the magazine. I mean, we have a great article on the history of edibles by Sherry Sicard, who's one of our regulars. Sherry has a new book out called The Easy Cannabis Cookbook. That's an excerpt from that. We also have an article about, you know, the White House has been taking land away out west. They've been basically stealing land that was, it's federal land, and they're taking it back, and they, in these beautiful areas in southern Utah, Bears Ears and other places, the Valley of the Gods. So our hemp specialist, Erin Hyatt, wrote an article about that. She's from Utah, so it kind of means a lot to her especially. And plus the other angle on Patagonia is they have a line of hemp clothes. So we've been really trying to ferret out the mainstream companies out there that have a line of hemp, because hemp clothing is a little hard to find these days, but bit by bit we're finding companies that are putting it out again, and some of it is just coming through the bigger companies. They have a line, and so we're zeroing in on companies like that. That's the main reason why we focused on that, though. You know, we can do a political article every once in a while that doesn't have to do with marijuana, though there is hemp tie-in. Allison Margolin, the LA's dopest attorney, she's famous, the famous Margolin family with Bruce Margolin, was the head of LA Normal, and her sister Madison has been writing up a storm all over the marijuana industry, writes for Freedom Leaf. Anyway, Allison, the older sister, and her partner at her law firm put together an article called Life During the Rule of Sessions. So that's kind of zeroing in on what we're dealing with now from the federal government point of view. So she discusses the status of the Rohrabacher-Blumenauer Amendment, where that stands, where that might go, and also where things are happening on the civil forfeiture front. So that's the article for that. And also on our focus on California, because that's kind of a little bit of a California focus, Allison's based in L.A. We also have an article by another one of our favorites, Amanda Ryman, and she's looking to the future, the Northern California way. What's Northern California going to do as legalization, you know, takes over? And she has a whole bunch of suggestions of cannabis lounges, cannabis tourism, farm-to-table craft cannabis, and it being an incubator for ideas up there. So the next thing she's going to do for us, by the way, she's going to go on a series of those tours that they're now taking in Northern California. There's these tour groups now where you can basically get on a bus and go for 5 hours and see everything. So she's going to report on that the next time. And also Ngaio Bilim, one of our favorites from California, kind of just weighs in on what how things are going with legalization in California. He's based in Sacramento. Our New Jersey coverage was great. We covered this New Jersey Cannabis Symposium that was an overflow crowd. We have an article about DJ Muggs, an old buddy of mine from Cypress Hill. Cypress Hill is getting into the cannabis business. Big surprise, right? Mm-hmm. They've taken their time, but now they've made a partnership with Bang Chocolates, and they're going to do a number of products that are going to come out that's, you know, Bang Chocolates is one of the most popular edible brands out there. So that was kind of a fun thing. We also have an interesting article in this issue about a musician named Adam Traxel with a band called The Mimicking Birds. And he uses CBD to recover from a brain tumor. It's an independent band, and the publicist contacted me. It was kind of like when I was at High Times, I'd get all these calls from publicists about bands. And so this was one of them with a lesser known band, but a very, very compelling story. And then we have our book club. The book club features, as you said, the Leafly Guy. We also have Grassroots, The Rise and Fall, and Rise of Marijuana America by Emily Dufton. We have So Much Things to Say, The Oral History of Bob Marley. That's by Roger Steffens. We have your guide, The Leafly Guy. We have There Are No Dead Here, A Story of Murder and Denial in Colombia by Maria McFarland Sanchez Moreno, who's the new head of the Drug Policy Alliance. We have the ABCs of CBD, The Essential Guide for Parents by Shara Adler. We have When They Call You a Terrorist, The Black Lives Matter Memoir. That's by Patrice Cullors and Asha Bandel. And this is affiliated with the Drug Policy Alliance. Asha works there. We have The Most Dangerous Man in America. It's a book about Timothy Leary's escape from jail when the government was tracking him down. Interesting storyline there. Stevie Nicks' Gold Dust Woman. It's a biography. We have that as well. And finally, Did It, which is a book about the life of Jerry Rubin, the Yippie. So that's our issue. I'm very excited. There's a lot in there.
Well, and I like this too, that as a quarterly, it'll be less news oriented, like you said, and you'll have these evergreen stories that'll make it for, you know, it'll be good on the tables for throughout that whole season for the activists out there that are promoting the cause. So I applaud this move. I think it's going to be a great move. So the news then, of course, moves to the website. So let's talk a little bit about freedomleaf.com. And it's, I assume, just covering more of the cannabis news on a timely basis.
Yeah, that's more day-to-day, looking for what's in the news and what needs to be covered, looking to break some stories, too, you not just cover what everybody else is covering. And that's the hard part. You know, you have to do a little digging and, spend a little more effort on finding those stories out there. A couple of the ones we found recently I was kind of proud of. One was, there's a lot of talk about Coachella, the festival that comes up in April in California, and now that California is legal, everybody's wondering, well, can you smoke pot at the Coachella Festival legally? And Coachella people responded by saying, no. So there's been a little bit of a controversy around that. And we decided to do a little digging on Coachella. There was one reference we saw in an article that was not clear as to the company that owns Coachella. It goes back to the Anschutz family in Denver, Colorado, and they own the promotion, the companies that run everything, and on that side for the, they run AEG, which is a major concert promoter, and they run the event in itself. And so the foundation has, as it turns out we found, has made some donations to anti-marijuana organizations, the Kevin Sabet Group, Smart, right, Colorado, over the years. We found two donations from the Anschutz Foundation. So we did some digging. That was Doug McVeigh, your buddy Doug McVeigh in Oregon. And we did a little more digging recently with a little help from Doug, too, to find that our friend Dana Rohrabacher, who is on the Republican side but is very pro-marijuana and famous for his Rohrabacher Amendment, he has taken money from Paul Manafort. It turns out that, as probably people know, Rohrabacher has connections to Russia, and his name is Pop Investigation. And lo and behold, he has taken campaign contributions from the indicted Paul Manafort. So we're looking for stories like that, in addition to covering the SSDP conference that just, happened in Baltimore, or posting, how to you know, how to make your own can of butter. So, I mean, we're just, it's a variety of things, but we're really looking for, you know, the good, hard news stories for the website, and then we're looking for kind of a different tone of articles for the magazine, and also a different style of writing. You know, blog writing is different than magazine writing. Some bloggers may not realize that, but there really is a distinction. It's a little harder to be a magazine writer than it is to be a blogger, to be honest. It takes a little more effort, it takes a little more style. So look for a little more style in the magazine, and look for a little more just straight up news on the website.
All right, freedomleaf.com is the website. Is there an email they should contact, or is like a form they fill out if they're looking to write for Freedom Leaf?
If you want to reach out to us directly, there's an info@freedomleaf.com that will come to my attention.
Excellent. So aside from the print and the web, you had mentioned something about CBD with Freedom Leaf that might be coming on the horizon?
Moves. Our company is based in Nevada. Nevada is now legal, and we are acquiring a Nevada-grown hemp, and we are extracting that, and that is becoming our product line for Hempology. And we have an oil that's, you know, that's used in cartridge form. We also have pet treats, and we're developing more products. That's kind of the big direction that the company is going. To be honest, you know, it's hard to make money on a magazine, and the revenues have been a little bit low the first 3 years of the company. And where can we bring some revenues into the company? We found that that's the way to do it. You know, the CBD market is a booming market. I know there's a gray area in that, but we're staying within all the rules, especially state-wise. Hopefully, you know, this will be a good year for us in terms of selling product.
All right. Well, look forward to everything that's happening with Freedom Leaf. We'll find out more at freedomleaf.com or visit your local Normal, SSDP, or Women Grow event. You'll probably find some copies there. Or I suppose any cannabis or hemp event should have some copies of Freedom Leaf somewhere around, didn't you think, Steve?
Yeah, I mean, generally, I mean, if we're, you know, it depends. If we're there, the magazine will be there. So the thing about putting the magazine out now quarterly is that we continue to go to, you know, trade events all over the country. That's a good way to find us. You know, the magazine is more like an insider's magazine in a sense. So it's for the people who look for it. It's for the people who go already to the events. They're at an event and then it's there. You know, so it's not a newsstand thing for the general consumer. It's very specific consumer looking for people in the know or people who want to learn a little bit more about this subject. But so you have to be in the right place to find it. You have to be at a trade show. You have to be in the store. You have to be at a meetup. You have to be someplace where people are communicating about cannabis. And then you just may find our Freedom Leaf magazine. And we have our little size, and it's a good handout that way. And as you said before, it's almost like a business card. It's kind of keeping Freedom Leaf in people's mind, and it's kind of easy to tuck in your pocket. People seem to like the size.
So in some way, we're
not contributing to too much, you know, cutting down the trees. We have a smaller, you know, small magazine, not a huge print run. So I think our footprint's not that bad when it comes to that. So we are reducing, but we're going to be out there. So we do want to have something to kind of give away on a regular basis, though.
Yeah, Steve Bloom, editor-in-chief at Freedom Leaf Magazine. Freedom Leaf Winter Quarter Issue is out. Look for it and visit freedomleaf.com for all the latest breaking news on cannabis throughout North America and around the world. Steve, thanks for joining us again, and happy 420 to you.
Thanks a lot, Russ. See you soon.